All right, welcome to a special installment of Prospects TV. My name is Justin Gervais. I run Gervais Baseball, and I'm here with my teammates, some of the guys from the 19U team, to talk about the championship we won last week in Saratoga, New York, Firecracker Tournament. Let's start off with some introductions. We'll start over here on the left side.
My name is Anthony Ramos. I play outfield.
Alex Martinez, catcher.
Mike Swanholm, first base.
Ben Sears, pitcher.
Justin Gervais, second base.
John DeRoyan, pitcher.
Sean Flynn, pitcher.
Jared Groskuth, infield.
Joey Rigo, pitcher.
Awesome. So, not everybody's here. Some of the guys couldn't make it, but we got a really good group. You know, some guys that have been playing together for a while, like me, Ben, Swan, Jared, who played with a few years ago back, and some new guys, too, that are playing their first year as a prospect. And so let's kind of just talk about that. We won that Firecracker tournament last week. It was our first Firecracker tournament as a 19U team. You know, our age to win as a prospect. So what did it feel like to win that? We'll start off with you, Ben.
I mean, it was awesome. I mean, it was our first win in a Firecracker as an organization as well. No other prospect team has won one. And I know our teams are in it all the time every year. I know we do at least two a year per team. And it's a great run tournament and some great teams we played. And we snuck by PSL in the championship, and it was awesome. It felt really good.
Yeah, definitely. What do you guys think, you know, being first year as prospects, how do you guys think so? What do you guys think so far of the team and the boys playing with?
It's honestly pretty cool. I mean, I obviously know of these guys, but I haven't played. I'm usually used to, like, playing against them, but playing with them. We have a pretty, like, nice group. So it's honestly been, like, a fun summer. It's an honor with them.
Yeah, definitely. You guys got anything to add?
Yeah, like, playing with you guys in, like, high school, having that, like, rivalry, and then, like, seeing how it comes together in the summer and we all connect and create good chemistry, and you can just see it across the board.
Yeah, like Anthony said, a bunch of us have played against each other in high school and other teams, but it's good to finally get, you know, this group of guys together. It's been a fun summer, and we have a good squad here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really great feeling, you know, representing Rhode Island with kids that you've had, you know, 14 inning games against, long rivalries in high school, you know, big games you've played as the opposition with these kids, but now you're coming together to represent your state in bigger tournaments, and it feels very good to win one, you know? Feels good.
Sure, definitely.
So we played hard, but we also had some fun too. So what do you guys think about, like, just, you know, the trip as a whole?
I mean, it was awesome. You know, Saratoga's a great place. Went down to Lake George for a couple hours on one night. We had an early game, so we went down there for one night. It was really cool, a lot of cool stores. The lake itself is awesome, really beautiful, like, scenery and stuff. It was a really good time.
You know, we got John DeRoyan here. He is the restaurant picker for the group, you know. What are some of your skills that you use to pick restaurants?
Yelp is a big part of what I use to pick restaurants. Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose.
That's the risk that we take, though.
That's what it is.
I mean, sometimes people don't really know what they're reviewing, but and you end up finding that out the hard way. But overall, we had a good time. We found some good spots.
Yeah, so. I'd like to shout out Mike Swanholm this weekend. He's been big. Yeah. 3 for 3 so far.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Right now, we are in Yonkers, New York, at another tournament. And yes, Mike Swanholm did come up pretty clutch with some restaurant choices this weekend so far. All right, so what do you guys think about, you know, what I think is a cool thing about this team is how a lot of the guys played together on CCRI. And, you know, so you guys really had, like, a good strong connection and stuff. And then I want to compliment you guys on how well you were open to all the other kids coming in, you know, because it wasn't clicky or anything, definitely. Coming in, it was just like one big family, one big brotherhood, you know. So what'd you guys think coming in? What were your expectations coming in after a CCRI season, you know, playing a spec season for the first time?
Well, at first I thought it was going to be pretty weird because I'm not used to playing in a team like this. For myself, I played at PSO for many years, so then moving on from PSL into another team, I thought it was going to be, like, pretty, like, foreign for me, but we honestly just all clicked right away. Like, I love these guys. It was pretty nice. Even though we did have that rivalry, especially with you, Justin, in high school. But honestly, just been an honor with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think our coaches and just organization as a whole, we do a great job of keeping things loose in the summer, where you're really going out there every week and you're having a ball playing baseball, and but you're also focused, and when it comes time to play, you're ready and prepared for that moment. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I think Cody Ortega, our coach, does a great job of, like, you know, teaching us the game of baseball, but also teaching us how to be good men and gentlemen at the game, and on and off the field. And honestly, for me, being on part of this program for the first year, me coming in, my expectations were kind of iffy. I didn't really know what to expect. Me having played with some of the guys in CCRI kind of gave me a little comfort, but then again, I was on the back end thinking about how things were going to turn out. But the overall experience over these two tournaments has just been positive and all good.
I mean, like, with me coming from, I played with the prospects, this is my third year now. I played with Justin and Joey and Swan for 3 years. I mean, Swan 2 years because decisions. But and then playing with CCRI, playing with John, Ramos, Alex, we, like, have bringing both, like, the teams together, kind of, like, it was really cool to see how, like, they created friendships with, like, you guys and how they never played with you and how everything, like, just gelled together this summer. And, you know, we won last week and we have a really good opportunity to win this week, heading off to the championship tomorrow. And I think it's going to be really awesome if we can win this one tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, definitely sometimes when you're playing baseball, you know, you're playing a lot of games. It can be long, hot days. But with this team, every time we have a game, you know, you want to be out there. You know, you're always having fun. You always want to go out there and you want to win with your best friends, you know. So it's really a great feeling. And, you know, going to these tournaments, it's like a vacation, you know, when we get to play baseball too.
Definitely.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Any last words? Anybody want to say something? No? Well, I got something to say. Ben Sears right here committed to University of Houston.
Huge
last
congrats.
Week.
Huge
congrats. It's been a long road for him. We're all very proud of him.
Thank you, Justin. Thank
you. You prospect kids, send him a message and tell him congrats. He's your brother. All right. Good job. Let's go get another shift this weekend.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's go.